Oh, shit. Okay, let me see. Let me get back to my questionnaire. Okay, so I decided to do another questionnaire, and this time I will not be touching myself because that doesn't seem to work out at all. So here we go. This is the totally unofficial audio questionnaire, the TUOC. Okay, alright, let's get started. Number one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? Well, I rank erotic audio towards the top of my list because it's just my go-to to get off. And it leaves a lot up to my imagination. And really, truly, there's less sifting involved. Because when I'm trying to find a porn video, I mean, I'm sifting through a bunch of shit, usually. And it just takes me a while to find something that I'm into or that I like. I'm pretty visually picky, so erotic audio, it's quick, it's easy, and my brain and my ears like it, and my eyes, I can just shut them, and I don't have to, I can just imagine. Alright, see, that's where it's towards the top. I'd say it's ranking, like, what, 1 through 10? 1 through 10. It would be a 10. It would be 10. Number 2. Which type of genre of GWA recording is your favorite? I'm going to have to go with my favorite. It's going to be... Oh, it's gotta be F for F. Oh my gosh. Seriously? Yeah, F for F is my favorite. But I probably listen to more F for A. I like to listen to women masturbate, pretty much. I like to listen to them orgasm and get off. That's my favorite. Alright. Number 3. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? I'm gonna have to say, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a turn-on, but the whole, rapey GWA audios, not all of them, but some of them, if they're done the right way, which is the way that, you know, isn't too extreme. I don't fucking know, but those ones seem to have quite an effect on me. Quite. But yeah, I'd have to say, yeah, the rape, whatever, it may be a turn on, I'm not sure. I still have yet to, like, find out. I gotta listen to more of them. Alright, let's see, number 4. We all scan the tags to find the audios that pique our interests. Without regard to the title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. Okay. Well, gender tags have to start off with F, female. I really do like audios with wet sounds. Masturbation audios, that would be a tag. Squirting, I guess that goes hand in hand with the wet sounds, but I really do really like that. And, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the 5th one, it would be begging. I really do enjoy listening to someone beg. Alright. Number 5. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Okay, usual public dress, I don't know. I mean, I really don't have anything in particular that really gets my blood pumping. Like, just as long as they look good in it. I mean, it's usually the most, like, innocent of attire, I guess, but, if I had a pick, I would have to say, probably a woman in shorts, because, I really, I don't know if it's a fetish, I wouldn't call it a fetish, but I really have, like, an obsession. I really like legs. I love love legs, especially if they're really nice legs. Ah, if they're nice legs, then I just want to, like, okay, all right, moving on. Yeah, so shorts. Okay. Number five. Okay, where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? I would say the riskiest place I've ever masturbated was on the Metrolink. Towards the top of the train, there was just no one there. And I sat down and was like, ooh, I think I'm gonna, yeah. And then it sucked though, because, like, right when I got into it, there, I heard a noise, and I look, and there's some, like, old man walking up, like, come on, man, come on. So, yeah, I didn't get to finish, unfortunately, but, that was the most riskiest place, like, so far. Okay, number seven. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place? What is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Does it have to be in the house? Because I kind of like it to be out of the house. Other than the bed. Okay, other than the bed. Alright, fuck it. Alright. I'm going to have to go with the couch, because I really do like, if it's in the house, I'd rather it be on something soft and comfy. Yep, that's it right there. And I don't know, in the shower, I've had it in the shower before, but I'm not really like a shower sex type of person. It's just, I don't know what's up with that, but I'm gonna have to go with the couch. All right. Number eight. What accessories, quote unquote, have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question includes handcuffs. Yes, I have used handcuffs with a partner. I own two pairs of legit handcuffs, but I do not prefer them. I prefer something more soft. That goes around my wrist, because, yeah, it's just, yeah, okay, so handcuffs, but nice soft handcuffs. A corset? What? No, I haven't had anyone, I don't think I would wear the corset. I don't know. Well, maybe, I don't know if they wanted me to, I don't give a fuck, but, the corset, no, that hasn't been in my, any accessories. Adult toys, yes. Vibrators, dildos, strap-ons. There hasn't been any butt plugs, but I'm gonna get one, because I really do what I was gonna say dabbling in the anus, but that doesn't sound very, that sounds weird. A little, so, but, oh, anyways. Man, those birds are pretty noisy. Alright, let's see, okay, adult toys. A paddle. Yes, I've used a paddle before. Body paints. I haven't used body paints before, but I would really, really enjoy, using body paints because I really love painting, and ooh, to just paint all over someone's body, that just is so, ooh, I don't know, I think it would feel really nice, and plus, yeah, you probably would, well, I would want to take pictures of it afterwards, because I'm not just gonna slap on the paint, I'm gonna make it look nice, so, we could do, it'd be like a nice, like, erotic art or something. Okay, anyway, so, body paints, candles. Yes, I've used candles before, but that's not really something that I just grab, like, oh, hold on, let me go get that candle. So, any other items you included to enhance the sex? Blindfolds. Well, a blindfold. Or anything to cover the eyes. Because, I actually like being blindfolded. Okay. Number 9. Have you had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? I've had quite a few one-night stands, actually. And I have to say, they were all pretty good. They were all, they were all right, at least from what I can remember. They weren't too bad. It was a bit more so a good experience than a bad one. Number 10. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? Ever had a threesome? I have had a threesome. I have had a foursome. Not a moresome. And would I do them again? Yes. Because the first time, well, both my threesome and my foursome, I wasn't really into it at all. I kind of mostly did it just to try it because it was just happening right in front of me, and I just was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go along with this and just see how I like it. But of course I didn't like it because I wasn't really attracted to, like, anyone in the mix, so I didn't get to enjoy it as well as I could have, I guess. So I would like to try those more so a threesome than a foursome. I'd rather have the threesome, than a foursome. And I'd like to get to actually pick the people I have it with, and I, a moresome maybe, like if I was like the odd man out and just like chilling and watching them, like, then, yeah, then a moresome would be cool. Number 10, I mean 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I would rather be tied up. Although, like, I do not mind tying the knots at all, but I would rather be tied up. Number 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I can't think of any phrases or words right now. Maybe I'll come back to that one. Number 13. do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? I do have multiple orgasms. Record number, I'm not, I haven't gone for a record, but, I would have to say probably the most, orgasms within a 24-hour period, probably, I'm gonna say 6. Yeah, not very many at all. I've never challenged myself to, try and have as many as I could. I don't know, maybe that's something I could do, or in the future or something. I don't know. When? Okay. Number 14. Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? I'm gonna go with seducing a girl away from her boyfriend, which has happened, but I would want him to watch us have sex, and I mean, he couldn't be all up close watching unless his eyesight was like really bad, but if it wasn't bad, yeah, he'd have to be at least a good distance away. And but that's one fantasy I wish could come true. Or have someone film my partner and I having sex. Preferably the person behind the camera. I would want them to be a woman. But yeah, okay. That's that. My partner and I, when I have a partner to have sex with, I should say. All right, let's see. I lost my spot. Okay. Number 15. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourselves / yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and or video? Have I taken dirty pictures or video of myself? Yes. I quite enjoy it, actually. I'm not gonna lie. What has become of those pictures and video? Well, some are on the internet, and some are, well, I really don't know. Video, I've taken video of myself, and, it's just been, okay. All right, and my partner, at the time, my former lover, has taken pictures of herself for me, and what has become of them? Well, after our breakup, I just straight ripped them up and just threw them away. I kind of wish that I kept them, you know. I mean, I'm totally over that person, but still, it would have been a nice little like thing to have. Like, but I was just like, like, rip that shit. I'm not sure if I burned it. I don't think I got that intense about it, but, they're definitely, gone. Definitely gone, and, I just, yeah, couldn't stand, knowing I just couldn't bear to look at them. So, yeah, I threw them away. Let's see, number 15. Have you ever gotten so wet or so wrecked in public that you had to go and find a private place? Do tell. Ah, all right. I have gotten so wet in public, and really, though, it's pretty uncomfortable. It's just like, I have a private place. I mean, the nearest spot would probably be, I mean, by in public, yeah, probably excuse myself to the bathroom. But yeah, that's all I gotta tell about that. Alright. Number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. I really like to have my back. Ooh, I'm touching it right now. It feels so good. Okay. My back, touched, kissed, and licked. I really do enjoy it. I super, oh my gosh, if it starts off with like a massage first, ugh, okay. That, yeah, like touched massage or like light caresses, and it's mostly, I don't know, it's just my entire back. My entire back just likes to be touched, kissed, and licked. And also, my neck too. Like behind my ear, kind of, but towards the back. But I'm sure everyone likes to be kissed and licked. I'm guessing. All right. Number 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? Okay. In real life, her tits matter, the size of them, just, I guess I like more average. It's pretty important. I mean, it's not, yeah, it's pretty important. I don't know, I'm just kind of picky, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm just a fucking picky bitch, but, I mean, average, it's good. I really don't like them too big, because it's just too, I don't know, like, I like to be able to just, like, handle them, woman handle them in my hands, so that they fit in, like, just, nicely, or, I don't know, and in a fantasy, how much does it matter in a fantasy? Well, in a fantasy, how much does it matter? Well, in my fantasy, it's gonna be, what I prefer. You know, I like kind of, I like the tits to be on a smaller scale, like cute little, not super small. Oh my god, I'm so, okay. Just a nice size. Just a nice size. I'm all fucking cupping the air and shit right now. Alright, let's get out of here. Number 19. How would you go about undressing your lover if you are standing and facing each other? Describe the process in detail. Okay, well, I would probably start off by kissing them, of course, lots of kissing, and while I was kissing them, I'd be feeling underneath her shirt, and I think I'm just gonna go ahead and, like, unclip the bra at this point. And then just keep on making out until, I don't know, I just can't stand it, I guess. And then, take off her shirt, slowly and start kissing down her neck and her collarbones until I reach the bra, which I would just grab each side and pull them down. I think I'd keep it like this for a while, like underneath her tits, I guess. And just start ravishing those nipples and just until okay, now I want it off, and then I'd pull it off down her arms that way. So, and then okay, and then I'd start kissing down her stomach. By this point, I think I'd be on my knees because yeah, I know what I want, and so I proceed to take off her pants and slide down, well, whatever she's wearing underneath those pants, if anything. And yes, in my scenario, she has pants. I like undoing pants. Fuck, if she had a skirt, I mean, I don't think I'd take it off. I'd like to be just underneath it. And I just pull her, like, panties to the side and just start fucking eating her out. But in the pants, her pants are coming off. And then I would just start, yeah, eating her out. And, I mean, well, it said how I would undress, I'm sorry, but okay, I got a little distracted. Okay, but that's pretty much it. Number 20. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take on average? Oh, I really, 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 really enjoy the foreplay part of things. More so, I think, than the, well, who knows? Then I was gonna say the actual, like, act itself. I get really, 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 really into the foreplay. It would have to be. I really do enjoy an extended amount of foreplay. How long? I don't know. I don't even know. No less than 20 minutes, at least. The more the better. But I really do enjoy, like deep kissing and lots of, like, body contact and grinding. And I just, like, okay, that. How long should it take on average? Yeah, 20 minutes average, I guess, or however long they could handle it, I guess. I mean, I really don't, I could go forever with that. Yeah, okay. Oh, and I guess that's it. This way to the talk too. All right, let's see. I guess I better navigate my way to that. Fuck, I don't know. Should I put it all in one audio or just nope, I'm gonna do two separate ones and just okay. All right. Well, that's it. Get the hell out of here. 28 minutes. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. All right. I'll be back.